Once upon a time, there was a watchmaker. Man who makes watches. And this watchmaker was famous for making really, really special watches. If you were a very rich man, you could come to him and say, I'd like a watch that no one else is wearing. I want it made to my own design. The way I say it should be built. With my name engraved upon it. With all kinds of special things like jewels around the outside and diamonds. Can you do it? The watchmaker was really good at stuff like that. He'd take all the pictures and all the drawings and make all the plans. And it would take him weeks, sometimes months, to make that watch, that special watch. But when it was finished, it wouldn't just look beautiful, but it would keep perfect time, which means that whenever the rich man looked at his watch, he would know that would be the time for sure. Now, one time, a woman came to the watchmaker's shop with a rather unusual request. She was a very wealthy-looking lady, so as soon as she walked in the door, the watchmaker knew, here comes someone with money. They might be able to pay me lots of it to make something really special. He said, yes, madam, what can I do for you? The lady said, I'd like you to make me a watch that at any time of the day always stands still. What? Said the watchmaker. But that means it doesn't work properly. A watch that doesn't move is a dead watch. It won't tell you the time at all. No, no, said the woman. You misunderstand me. I want a watch, she said, that moves at the right pace and is always showing the right time, but whenever you look at it, it stops. Whenever you look at it, said the watchmaker. That's very strange. No, she said, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I know that this is the watch that I want. No sooner should I look at it, but time itself should stop. Could you do that for me? The watchmaker thought, well, I'm not sure. Give me a few weeks to think about it and I'll get on with it for you. He thought this was very strange. How could you make a watch that always showed the right time, but that whenever you looked at it, it would stop? Well, he had some ideas, but he just couldn't figure out how to make it. He eventually made a watch that was very beautiful, very simple, very sort of looking rather like the woman herself, elegant and beautifully designed and beautifully presented and simple. But he couldn't get it to stop. It would keep perfect time, and whenever he looked at it, it would just go tick, 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 tick. How can I get it to stop, he thought, whenever she looks at it. He thought this such a difficult question, and he thought about it endlessly. He thought about it all day. He thought about it when he went to bed at night. He thought about it when he woke up in the morning. Until one morning, he was thinking about this question especially strongly. And do you know what happened? Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. He went to it. And there was an old man wearing little round spectacles and a long coat. And he said, hello. Are you looking for me? Looking for you, said the watchmaker. No, I'm not aware I was looking for you. Yes, but you're looking for something, aren't you? You're looking for an answer, aren't you? I'm not sure I am, said the watchmaker. And no, no, and he thought for a moment and said, well, yes, yes, I am. Can I tell you? And it was such a relief to be able to talk to someone about it. He said, are you a watchmaker too? And the old man said, I was a watchmaker a long time ago, but now I'm simply an advisor. An advisor? What does that mean? Well, I decided long ago that I would help other watchmakers who were struggling. I've learnt everything there is to know about this trade, and I've no desire to keep practising it. Rather, I like going around offering the answers to people who are struggling with the latest watchmaking problem. Well, that's very good of you, but I'm afraid you've come to the worst possible place, because I have a question that nobody can answer. And when he told the old woman's problem, what the old woman had wanted, the advisor said, "Ah, yes, design number 674B. "What?" said the watchmaker. "Design number 674B. The watch that keeps perfect time but stops the moment you look at it. I know that one."
"You do?"
said the watchmaker.
"Yes."
"Perfect. Now, here's how you make it. Have you got a watch already?"
"Yes, look, I've made one. There.
But it doesn't stop when you look at it." "I know what you need to do."
"What?"
said the watchmaker. "Have you got any cinnamon?"
"What?"
said the watchmaker.
"Have you got any cinnamon?" said the advisor.
"Yes. Yes, I've got cinnamon. But what good is cinnamon?"
"Go and get some."
He went and got some cinnamon and he put it on the table where they were sitting together now. "Now, have you got some apples?"
"What?"
"Have you got some apples?"
"Yes, but what good are apples?"
"Go and get some." He went away and he got some apples. He brought them back. "Good," said the advisor. "Now, have you got any apple juice?"
"Yes, of course I've got apple juice, but what good is apple juice? I'm trying to make a watch stop."
"Don't worry, everything will be all right. Just go and get me some apple juice." He went and got the apple juice, and soon he was getting a pan to cook everything in, and then some honey, and then some raisins, and lastly, a big pot of whipped cream. And he'd given up now trying to figure out what on earth was going on. He was just fetching what he was told to fetch, and soon they had it all there, and he said, "Right, let's go to the kitchen." The advisor said, "Let's go to the kitchen." They went to the kitchen, and they cooked the raisins and the apples and the cinnamon in the apple juice until it was delicious. And then they put the honey in to make it extra lovely and delicious. And then when it was all cooked and hot and sweet and juicy, he poured it into a bowl. He put the whipped cream on top. He said, "Try this." "Oh, no, wait." He took the cinnamon. He sprinkled it on top.
And the watchmaker, by now he's just forgotten of trying to how to make sense of all of this. He took a spoon, he put it in his mouth, and it was so delicious that in that moment he stared, just happened to stare, just look over at the watch without really knowing what was going on, and the watch went. "When something is so wonderful and lovely and so delicious, time doesn't need to carry on. You don't need anything more than what is right here in this moment. That's what makes time stop." "Why do I put that in the watch?" said the watchmaker. "Do I like put tiny little bits of apple, cooked apple and whipped cream and cinnamon in the watch?"
"Nope," said the advisor, "that will just gum things up. But I tell you what you need to do. Breathe in this moment." The watchmaker went, "Now breathe it out upon your watch." He took his watch under his hot breath and he went, the watch steamed up with his breath and became warm and smelt of cinnamon. And some kind of magic happened there. Some kind of magic happened. That watch became a watch that whenever you looked at it, time stood still. It would just do it. Not merely that, but whenever you looked at it, time would not just stand still, but there'd be cinnamon in your nose. There'd be whipped cream in your mouth. There'd be a lovely taste, and there'd be something so delicious that you wouldn't want time to move you on from it. A moment so lovely that you wouldn't want to leave it. And when the lady came back the following morning, the watchmaker said, "Here's your watch." She said, "Did it work?" "Yes," said the watchmaker, "try it." And she looked at the watch and it stopped. She looked away and it started again. She looked at the watch and it stopped. And by some strange magic, she had cinnamon, the smell of it, in her nose. She had apples and honey in her mouth, the taste of them, and something so delicious.
What about cream?
Yeah, cream as well. Cream was in her ears. Something so delicious, she didn't want to move on from it.